You think you know about relationships, but you're wrong. Listen, there's no magic bullet. I'm teaching life skills.
When he's sick, you need medicine. It don't always taste good.
Nah.
But it'll get you better. You need this medicine.
Yeah.
It ain't gonna always taste good, but this is what you need. Men and women, bottom line, we need to have the conversation. Your partner wants to give up control, but only if you know how to drive. This is about being the best you could ever be, whoever you are. I don't care if you're a man, a woman, LGBTQ, space aliens. I'll save anybody. I don't care. I'll teach a hedgehog how to have a threesome.
What do you mean by that?
Look, you don't have to listen to me, but you're wrong.
Listen, I know I'm great. And I know you're thinking, Dante, there's no way I could be like you. But you could be me, you know why?
Because you know who I was before I was me? I was you! You
man score 202.
Better hear what I've got to say because you won't get it again.
I'm not an alpha male. I'm not a beta male either. I'm just a better man. Better man.
Well, put your happiness first, because if you don't, they won't.
GYBB, get your balls back. WWDD, what would Dante do? The sexual revolution is being podcasted, and I am excited.
Nice, finally.
You know, what's up, Al? You ready to rock and roll?
You know I am, absolutely. Why would you even ask me that? I'm doing great, Dante. How can you ask me a question like that?
You know, there's a dude I counsel, right? And
yeah.
He calls and checks up on me every once in a while, and he goes, I go, yo, how you doing? He goes, yo, don't disrespect me like that. You know I'm fucking fantastic.
There we
That's
go.
That's what his response is.
That's this what we like to hear.
This is a special show. Andre's running around lifting weights or something, whatever.
That's, anytime we can't get a hold of him, that's what we assume he's doing.
He's lifting something somewhere. But we got a good friend of the show. I love her to death. Funny, funny chick. Give it up for Tracy Carnazzo, yo. Give it up for her.
Yay. Oh my God, the crowd is going wild. Thank you
they
so
are.
Much.
Woo, 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 woo.
Tracy, what of this list the hunt one of the many podcasts you're on so people can follow them up front? Because you do
Don't
a lot
listen
of
to anything. Just listen to this podcast. My podcasts are garbage.
Oh my
I'll
goodness.
Tell you what they are though. 90 Day Fiance Trash Talk. If you guys watch 90 Day Fiance, Teen Mom Trash Talk. Hopefully none of you watch Teen Mom. And then I have another podcast called Only New York, which is just really fun stories about New York City. And, you know, we have a blast. So you could check that out. But mostly, don't worry about my podcast. Just follow me on social media at Trixie2Zini. That's the only thing you need to do. Because the content that I'm putting out is pretty wild.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go. The always funny Tracy.
We tried to do the watch through the 90 Day Fiance.
It's hard.
Still editing that.
That shit was brutal.
Listen, it's like 10 seasons in. You know, you guys can't just jump in the pool in the middle.
We did. We jumped in the pool in the middle.
Yeah.
Was some Dominican chick who the guy told her he was going to be rich.
Annie and Robert.
Okay. And a guy
My favorite.
From Kazakhstan and another
Kazakhstan.
He keeps crying. Who's that?
Oh, he was Turkish. He wasn't from Kazakhstan.
He was Turkish
because I recognize that accent.
Oh, Marcel and Anna?
Yeah.
The beekeepers.
One.
Yeah. See? Oh, good.
And
yeah, they're
then,
both beekeepers. They met in a beekeeping Facebook group.
And what was the other one? What's the other one?
My
on
favorite
that?
Was the guy from Nigeria.
The Nigerian dude.
And that
Michael and Angela.
From, where's she from? Atlanta?
Yeah, I think so.
Michael and Angela. Yeah. Very, goes, very. They got married recently. They are really? Still together.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And she tells him that she's gonna have a baby. She's 54 years old. She's like, "Don't worry, we're gonna figure it out. I'm gonna have a baby."
I've never been to Nigeria.
Your
I always thought it was. I always
seven.
Thought. I always thought that Lagos was very nice, but apparently it must be a hellhole for him to get the hell out of there. For him willing to jump on that ship, God damn,
yeah,
she was hideous.
It's like you look at these women though, and you look at the guy, and you're like, "All right, he's like a right." Average looking guy, like you can get anyone else. You have to get a 54-year-old racist, crazy woman, disgusting looking from Georgia. Like anyone else?
Couldn't you get a thin racist? You could find a thin racist. They're out there.
I mean, but maybe not 54 when you're 30. Like you know what I'm saying? Like he could have found something more to his liking, and yet he was like, no. If I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna do this real ridiculous.
Do you, Harry, what was that thing I sent you? You know, there's a whole, you know how like guys go to Dominican Republic and go to Brazil to fuck? Yeah, there's a thing called Nambia. I think, is it Nambia or?
I don't Nambla? Remember what it was. No, Nambla. Not the National Man Boy Love Association.
An African country where all the milfy white women go and go fuck African dudes.
Oh, like a field trip.
Yeah, like a dick trip.
That's kind of fun.
But it's
that's
a place.
Be the next movie.
And the guy is talking about it on the show. He's talking about, he's like, we think this is very bad. They are bringing sexually transmitted disease. And they're fucking kids. Like some of the women are fucking young kids and shit. And then there's tourism.
Disgusting.
Nambia is tourism and dick. That's all they got. No coal, no copper.
That's a wild risk. That is a wild risk. You know, we have, I'm not saying that Nigeria doesn't have great dick. I mean, I'm sure it does. But I mean, we do have domestic dick here.
I mean, maybe not
they want,
in the great.
They want that, yeah. They want that motherland dick.
Yeah. No, I get it.
You know
I
what
mean,
it
I
is?
Get it. I just don't know.
It's going there where you're not judged. You could do exactly what you want. Sure. And they,
right. So you go there when your family's super racist and you're like, oh, I'm going.
Well, no,
to,
no. I mean, you could. I think you could just be.
You
I mean,
don't
know
what your mom's not going to find out and your dad.
No, it's your mom that goes.
Oh.
That's who's going. It's like your mom
so
is
the
divorced.
The age bracket is even higher.
Yeah, the
right,
mom.
But I feel like it's white women that wouldn't actually bring a black man around her friends and family.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Or super racist white women.
Or might bring a black guy in, but not going to bring some little African dude. It's like going to the fucking, it's like dudes used to
like
go
going to
Brazil.
Thailand.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like that, right. But it's Thailand for white ladies.
You fuck a woman in a basket. I get it.
Yeah, in a hammock. You gotta fuck her in a hammock.
There you go, in a hammock. I knew it was something.
While she sips a pina colada in an actual pineapple as the cup. Wow.
Listen, you got to do something to get those electrolytes back up after you've done getting railed by
a lot of Karens. A lot of Karens go.
So, Tracy, internationally, who have you dated? Anybody internationally that
international? I had a boyfriend in Finland for a little while, but I knew him in real life. But it was more like it wasn't like a serious thing. It was like fun to like pretend. I'm a big, like when I was younger, I loved having like a pretend online boyfriend. Because it was just so much, like the stakes were so low. It's like, I never want to hang out with you ever again.
Tracy was catfishing with no end.
I wish I was catfishing. No, it was usually people I met in person. I used to work in the music industry. So it was like, I'd meet a guy on tour. We'd exchange numbers. And then it was like that fantasy of like, he's the perfect guy. And with like no, like, you know, I'm
with
not
no,
to
no
where
commitment,
you are.
No,
yes,
no.
But it's the fantasy of thinking
so is
that.
Is it kind of like, let me ask you this. Is it kind of like validation? It's like, oh, I have this
thing.
Yeah,
it's someone. Yes. Know. And it's like, you know, you're like, oh, someone tells me they love me every night and he sends me flowers. And then like, you know, you would cross paths again on tour and it's like, this guy's so annoying. And you don't really want to be with him, but I love the creation. I loved that when I was younger. And now I'm like, yeah, now I'm like, that might be fun again, like with no expectations. Because
it's good to see you matured so much after all these years.
I'm good. Because, you know, then when I was like in my 20s, I was like, oh, I want something real. And then now I'm like, no, this
then
is
you
great.
Were like, this is real. Ugh.
Yeah, exactly. And then
Trace,
you're like, long,
why do you
long,
think
long
that
distance.
Is, though? I mean, you just found the comfort. You're afraid of commitment, or you just wanted
when I was
to have
younger,
something as a backup? Like, what was.
I think when you're like a older teenager, you know, I was like 18, 19, 20 years old, it's like, you know, you have that fantasy of like stability.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then. You know,
stability
that goes away.
At 18, 19 from
yeah,
you,
because like
you,
it's a fantasy.
Were you dating
like,
a 50-year-old dude? Yeah.
No, it's like you're dating another guy who's like, you know, your age, or you know, I think I was like 18, I was dating like 22-year-old guys, but it was just like we were never gonna commit to each other in real life, but we used to pretend like we were lying to each other, and it was just so fulfilling. And
you're
that's why I understand
about
like
having a long-term relationship without having to do a long-term relationship.
Right. And then, right. And then sometimes they would be like, I'm going to fly to New York and come see you. And I'd be like, what? I can't hear you. I think we have a bad connection. My mom's calling me. I'm grounded. Oh my God. And then you just
But you'd never hook up with these guys, or you would hook up with them?
No, sometimes like there were guys that I hooked up with, like, you know, I met him at a show, or like, you know, maybe he worked for another band that we were with or whatever. And, you know, you make out a little bit, you hook up or whatever. And then, you know, the fantasy of like, oh, we were supposed to be together.
Now, do you think that Instagram satisfies that stuff now? Like, you know how people live it for the Instagram? Like, yeah, people are living for Instagram instead of living
you
life.
You mean when I posted a picture this morning and all day long checked how many people liked it and checked how many people commented? You mean like that?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah. That feeling, that dopamine hit, getting that dopamine hit.
Yeah, you slide in the DM, somebody slides in the DM and you're fucking flirty or whatever.
I mean, everyone that slides in my DM is like, get 1,000 followers right away.
You don't get any anonymous dick pics, Tracy?
No. Wow. It's really, I got to tell you, it's sad. Because you look and you're like, oh, all these guys are like commenting, but like, they're usually not real. So the new thing is, I posted a picture, I don't know, maybe last week. And there's a guy that commented on it, and he commented with a whole bunch of hashtags about being a sugar baby. Mm. And I guess it awoken all of the sugar, the sugar daddy spam bots.
Okay.
From the internet. So now I have millions and millions of comments, which I'm keeping because, you know, the algorithm. And they all say the same thing. And it says, I'm looking for sugar babies to spoil with gifts and money, $4,000 weekly. I need honest and trustworthy sugar baby that I'm going to get spoiled with money. DM me if you're interested. And they do this over and over again because they're trying to find someone to steal their bank account. They tell you like, you have to send me $50 on Venmo so that I could you know, I don't know. It's like this whole scam thing. And I'm like, can any like real sugar daddy maybe see these tags?
Unfortunately, like, I don't know if that's the way it works.
I want a pay pig. Like, that's what I want. I want a pay pig.
Okay. Well, explain pay pig to people.
Do you know about pay pigs, Dante?
No. What is that?
Pay pigs are guys that just send you money.
Oh, that's the whole thing. And then you have to.
You do nothing.
You do a video. You don't even do a video with you wearing it. Oh, wow.
You do nothing. They send you money and they're upset about it. Like, they get off on like you financially humiliating them.
But you don't even, I've heard of like,
I heard about
FinDom, like financial domination.
Yeah, something like that where you're like, fuck you. And
that usually requires you to at least go, your dick is small.
I know a porn star who used to like, guy would like send her like an 80-inch TV, and then she would just put on thigh highs and stuff and go, thank you for my 80-inch TV. And then that was it.
Yeah, I'll do that. I just want cash though. I want to buy my own stuff. I don't like people buying me stuff. I want cash.
Like she would have like an Amazon
Wish list. Yeah.
Yeah. Like a wish list. And then guys would just go.
I just want cash.
Yeah.
So every guy that's in my DMs, they're all like spam bots right now. So they send me the story about how they want to be my sugar daddy. And I write back then in my bio.
Now what? You broke up with your dude or no?
No.
Oh, you just want to see what
I just want cash. Who doesn't want cash?
Hey, Dante, who doesn't need additional income during these hard times? That's all Tracy's saying.
That's true. I want to fall in love. I want to be a sugar baby. Let me be a sugar
baby. If some guy was like, Dante, I'm going to send you, you know, $300 a week. Tell me I'm a piece of shit. Would you not do it?
Yeah, I would be you fucking dirtbag. He'd be like, easy. What the fuck?
Right? He'd be like, I'm going to send you videos. And he's like, whoa, I didn't ask for videos.
Dante would be like, see, this is why your parents never really loved you.
I would do it in auto-tune. With an auto-tune. Yeah, you ain't shit.
Hey, it's Dante.
I did like the Zap Band, you know, when they put the thing in around. More bounce. To the ounce, I would do that.
Oh,
do the
like whole, Peter Frampton or whatever?
Yeah, I'll just tell you you ain't shit.
So, Tracy, you're still with your dude. Last time you were on the show, which was, I forget how long it's been, maybe a couple months, maybe a year at most.
It was a while ago, yeah.
It was, it was contemptuous then. It was not exactly...
It's the same. It's exactly the same.
It's still rough and brutal because I remember... I remember the last time we were together, you showed me a video of your boyfriend. I guess you have like one of those ring cams or whatever on your door. And Tracy showed me a video of her boyfriend coming home. And I guess Tracy was like shouting something through the door and he just put his double fingers to his head and like made the gun thing and like blew his brains out, you know, figuratively before he walked in.
Yeah. And I guess Tracy found that video.
I've never done it with my girl, but you know, I mean, maybe it's something worth trying.
It adds spice to, if you guys need any relationship advice.
See, the problem is I think your relationship is all spice at this point. You see, the thing about spice is you're supposed to put a little bit
meat.
In.
You gotta have some meat.
Yeah. What you do is take the entire top off the salt and just dump it out. You're like,
it's crushed red pepper.
Tracy's relationship is a spoonful of cinnamon.
It goes in my apple pie.
Without no apples.
Yeah, you're like, cinnamon. Where are the apples? Like, shut up.
Straight fucking cinnamon.
Okay. So now how has that been within COVID and everything? How has that been going?
The same.
The same.
Okay, but is it Tracy, better or worse?
What advice did I give you, Tracy? What advice
The non-negotiables. And then I was like, yeah, that sounds like a good theory.
Right. And how'd that work out?
I'm like, I wish.
Instead, Tracy went and made him a lasagna. It was very weird. He was like, Dante made a lot of sense. And then she just stopped by the Whole Foods.
She went back and made gravy.
Well, you guys
from
need to
scratch.
Relax because I'm actually gluten free now. Okay. So I've been making pizza from scratch.
Oh, boy. Oh yeah, and this is not going to get rid of him. See, this is the problem.
Yeah,
the
that's going to get rid of him, right?
The relationship is brutal. And
now he's got gluten-free pizza. He doesn't even have to feel bloated. Right?
Tracy's
no
trying to
gas
keep
here
him
in months.
Tracy's just trying to keep him healthy enough just so she could beat him. It's like training.
Oh, man. No, I wish. I wish.
I wish.
Okay, but with COVID, are you spending more time together? I mean, a lot of relationships. Somehow, what I like about Tracy is she's into the commitment of this, despite the number of relationships that have been broken up because of COVID.
She is holding on.
I'm in for the long haul. That's who I am as a person.
Okay, but may I ask why? And I don't know much. I don't
Tracy,
know anything about
Tracy Ball and Chain Garnazzo. Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. I guess it's the love of the game at this point.
She's like Denzel with an afro. She's
I'm like not
love of the game.
I'm going down with this ship.
Gotta respect that. Like the Titanic. You don't give a shit.
Okay. Sorry, I needed a snack. We've been recording for 12 hours.
I mean, by my watch, it's been an hour and 10 minutes, but it's understandable. It's understandable. Who among us doesn't need a snack break?
Need a snack.
I'm not going to lie.
Free
I've done
graham
that.
Crackers. What are you going to do?
I've done that myself. All right, so you're still in that. That's fascinating to me. I thought something would have changed.
She's making s'mores over a candle right now. That's how she gets down. She don't give a fuck.
Well, that's in her to-go bag. That's the weird part. I've seen Tracy's to-go bag. It's mostly ingredients.
Got a Bunsen burner.
Yeah. It's mostly spices and extra virgin olive oil.
I know. Like, I tried to put regular rosemary in. She said, you don't have fresh herbs? The fuck is wrong with you?
I have an arrow garden in my kitchen where I grow all of my herbs inside.
Does it work good?
Love it.
Yeah.
I absolutely love it. I'm growing oregano and basil, some dill, some chives, cilantro, parsley. It's amazing.
How big is it?
It's probably like, I don't know if you guys are listening, but
that big.
Okay.
Maybe like a foot and a half.
And how many plants can you get in there?
I put 9. I have the 9-hole one. It's amazing.
That's what she said.
I have 9 holes. That's why it's been this long.
Oh, okay. Wow. I've heard a third input, but nine holes.
You can trip and fall in one.
9 holes.
That is.
I'm actually going to be switching careers.
You could roll in the bed and catch one by accident.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so this is like, where do you see this going, Tracy, out of curiosity? And again, I'm not trying to talk you
just
out of this.
This forever.
First of all, Harry, when anybody goes, I go, what advice you give me? She goes, you know, the non-negotiables thing. Moving right along.
Yeah.
Yeah. I use it all the time, and I think about it, you know. It's here with
me. So where do you use it? I'm curious if Dante's
like in my head, and then I tell other people.
Oh, okay. So you give advice to other people, and
I'm
then you go
really
back
good
to
advice
your...
giver.
Do you ever give me credit for the non-negotiables?
Always.
You're
always.
The best.
Here's the danger of that.
Better on podcasts.
Here's the danger of that, Dante. We appreciate you spreading the word, Tracy, but you're very open about your relationship to the point where everyone knows. So actually, if you could stop telling
I'm
that
like,
advice from Dante.
My life has been from Dante. He has guided me. He's
that's
my
what
life
I'm worried.
Coach.
I'm worried that you're going to hurt the brand a little bit because when you start
I'm like, I don't know that broad. I never met her in my
when you
life.
Start giving out relationship advice.
I'm like, Stormy Daniels? Who? Are you kidding me?
When you start getting
Dante's
a relationship.
Been coaching me for 15 years, and every choice that I've made, he has okayed.
Right after giving out that advice, then you start showing a video of your boyfriend shooting himself in the head outside your own door.
Listen,
it doesn't help.
The Patreon followers are unsubscribing as we speak.
Yeah.
They're like, did I just take advice from the same person? Is this the apple pie girl? I'm out.
I'm trying to get to the bottom of this because Tracy's a sweetheart, right? Or at least this is what I know from her. But then again, I've never been in a relationship.
How
with
long
Tracy.
Has it been, Trace?
4 years.
Oh wow.
4 years. That's a big commitment. That's a big commitment right there. And you're still
Harry.
You signed up for more?
Yeah, I'm here for it.
Oh my God. You're looking for a second term. I don't
I'm a lifer.
I'm trying to figure out. Okay, I'm trying to figure
four
out.
Four more
don't,
years.
Why?
Four,
no. I'm trying to get to the bottom of why. Are you happy? Would you say that you're happy in all this, Tracy?
No.
I'm on Wellbutrin.
Okay. This sounds like I edited the answers, like comedically. But just so you know, that is what Tracy said.
It's on the board. I'm drops. On Wellbutrin. It's one of the drops on the board.
These are all my drops.
Yeah.
Funkmaster Flex Night.
Yeah.
I'm on Wellbutrin.
Yeah.
Gabapentin.
Ooh, gabapentin's pretty good.
Tracy, how long are you going to be in this relationship? Until I kill
Four
myself.
Years.
Until I kill myself. Oh, my God.
Forever. Know. Forever.
Okay. Now, see, I don't know that even you have the answer then, because I'm just so curious as to why. But Dante, why do you think
she likes this is going on? She likes it. She likes it. And a lot of times whenever, and this is, you don't realize that sometimes people don't think that they understand what their real worth is. And so they're punishing themselves. Mm-hmm. It's sort of like, I don't know. Did you have how are your parents?
You know, they were just like kind of regular-ish, but like not super
supportive, not supportive
of
what?
Me or each other.
Both.
Yeah, I would say pretty supportive, but I was never like someone who needed a lot of support.
Right. So
I was
really
kind of like, I'm doing.
You got brothers and sisters or no?
I have an older brother, and we're vastly, vastly different. But I was kind of like, I'm doing this, you know, like I didn't need anyone to support me. I didn't need like even, you know, starting comedy or whatever I was.
So,
into,
but here's my thing.
I was like by myself. I was a self-starter.
But you know that this is not happy. This is not a happy situation. This is not
right.
the ideal situation.
Correct.
And so, you know, for the first 6 months, maybe you could say he did it to me. But if when you fall, you know, like there's no victims. It's only volunteers.
Oh yeah, no, I just didn't.
And
pool.
I know you. I know you said that because we talked about it. And you were like, but why do that? Like, why? What is? Are you trying to punish yourself? Do you don't think you're worthy?
Maybe.
Do you like the spice of it, or do you like the fact that you're the good one in this situation and that it makes
No, I don't know about that one, but every other one.
Everyone.
Everything
so you feel,
else.
It's
yeah,
like
no.
you're punishing you. So why are you punishing yourself?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
you like
I think
yourself?
That it's easy.
You like yourself?
No, absolutely. No. Absolutely
why
not?
Why don't you like yourself?
It's because you know what it is? It's like that has to like come from inside. I think that's like kind of like a personality, and that's just not my personality. And people, you know, sometimes I come off cocky and like I'm joking. Like I'm always joking when I come off cocky.
Yeah, but we know that, but what is it about you don't like?
Oh, I mean everything, I think. I look at other people and I'm like, I wish I could be like that. Not that I'm like, you know, envying them, but it's like I wish I feel like sometimes
envying
I don't have
envying the character.
Right, exactly. But it's not, like, I don't get mad at other people. And the other thing is, like, I really try not to be jealous of other people, because even especially in relationships, because, and I'll tell you this, not jealous in a relationship, but I'm saying of other people's relationships, because you know how girls are always like, oh my God, she got engaged and now I'm going to kill myself because I was supposed to be the next one that got
married.
Tracy,
I don't know anyone
in a happy relationship.
Yeah, but you're also a smart person. Yeah, you're not a dumb person. Clearly. And no, you're a smart person. And so you know that if you continue this, there's no happiness at the end of it. And so at some point in time, you have to make a decision. So if you, like, what are you jealous of? I'm not jealous of, but what character would you aspire to that you don't think is you have?
Just like the no bullshit. Like, I think that I play a mean game and I put on a front that I don't.
So you mean setting boundaries for other people?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so because you don't set these boundaries and people treat you like shit and then you feel like shit. Right.
Because people always say, like, you know, yeah, when you meet me, like, I think a lot of people are like, oh, she doesn't take any bullshit. Right. Because, like, I have a pretty strong personality.
Yeah. But you,
but I think that
fronting.
I'm literally the opposite. Yeah.
You're fronting.
I'm full of shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But. So here's how I think the best way to move forward is, like, so one of the things that I'm a pretty kind dude in general. You know, I'm always a dude
Correct.
Who is, if other people are in pain, I don't want that. I always give first before. And so I realized that I, you know, at a point in my life, I was really a pushover about it. Like, I gave to people who didn't deserve it, right? And so what I had to, well, I did two things, but ultimately what I had to do, the real answer is to recognize and be comfortable with who you are. Like, so when you don't like yourself, you got to understand that you're kind and you're generous, and you're generous even when people aren't generous to you. And I don't know if you understand how rare that is for people to get nothing back or be in situations with social situations where you know that it does nothing for you other than sacrifice. Doesn't that give you a good feeling inside about who you are as a person?
You know, I feel like almost like I don't know why anyone wouldn't be like that. I think there's a lot of things that I take for granted.
Fair enough, but you know that people are not like that. Not only that, you know that people are not like that because you experience those people. Those are the people that take advantage of you. So
yeah.
Whether or not, so again, this is you're not a dumb woman. So we have there's living examples of these other people who are not. Don't throw themselves become the sacrificial lamb, and don't do that. Don't you understand what a rare quality that is to be?
Yeah, I guess I do, but at the same time, like, I think that I am getting better in general as a person, like, with setting boundaries for myself.
But here's a thing that I think is interesting is I understand you want to be able to set those boundaries, right? But the boundaries is not the point. That's not the first step. The first step is recognizing that you're generous and you're kind and you're giving. And that is what makes you great in itself. Just that. I mean, people taking advantage of you, that's their problem. That's not your problem.
I'm working on the four agreements. Are you familiar with the four agreements?
Yeah, I know the book somehow.
I'm working on the four agreements, and, you know, just knowing that, like, how people treat you is not a reflection of you. It's more of a reflection of them. So I try to think about that, but, you know, and then you kind of, like, come back and you're like, I don't know. Sometimes I'm the common denominator though.
See, I think I don't necessarily fully agree with that, because I think people treat you how you allow them to treat you to some extent, whether it's relationships.
Right, but
it shows
really on them that they would take advantage of someone.
That's what we were saying in the first place. So you're saying, I think that why wouldn't people act like that? But you have hundreds of examples of people not acting like that. In fact, I would be surprised if you had any situations where people were as sacrificing as you are. I would bet that you'd have to really think hard of somebody doing that. And probably. so So that in itself says that it's a rare thing. Right. If you have all these social interactions with people and you don't have any examples of people being sacrificing themselves for other people like that. So it's a rare thing. And if it's rare, it's valuable. And so I think you got to start with the fact that you are, that the your kindness. And I say this to dudes a lot of times guys will call and they'll be like, you know, I'm a pushover. I buy stuff like this, and then, you know, what we would call a simp. But what you don't understand is your generosity and your thickness of your character and your righteousness is more valuable than anything else. Sure. We got it fucked up. It's the dickheads are the ones that have the problem. It's not the people who are kind and generous. But because we operate in that ecosystem, we have to understand that we got to recognize people who are parasitic or people who are self-absorbed and stuff, and understand that what the animal that you're dealing with, you know, and that you whether or not this person even gains access in your life is more important. But I think you gotta first accept that the generosity and the way that you do things and the way you go out is a goodness that's really rare. And if it's rare, then it's valuable.
Thank you. Tracy, I mean, I guess I never really thought about it like that.
Tracy, has this has the pandemic or anything ever changed your perspective at all with anything that's going on in your life, even relationships or not?
No, you know, I got to tell you, so I have pretty severe OCD, and I actually feel a little bit safer now because we're inside a lot more and people are actually taking precautions now when they never used to. So I'm actually, I think, flourishing inside. And I think that that's like something that, you know, as far as like, obviously, you know, my anxiety is high, but at the same time, like, I'm not being thrown out in the world every single night. And I think that that's, you know, kind of like comforting to me. Like, home is what I like home.
Right.
I like being home. So this is like almost like a timeout.
How much do you get out, by the way? How much do you get to leave?
I went out last night. I was on Legion of Skanks last night. So I went to the stand and it was outside.
Boy, for so having OCD, you go right into the Legion of Skanks.
It was outside. So that was a good thing. You know, I did, you know, another show. I did a show with Dante a few weeks ago. I've been doing, you know, outdoor shows here and there. I'm not really trying to be out all the time. You know, I go outside for walks and I'll go to the store, but I'm not socializing indoors with people. You know, I'm not having people over. I'm not going to people's houses. And, you know, it's very different. But it's kind of like all of the fears, like I've always, you know, now you guys might be nervous, right, to go to someone's house. I've always been nervous to go to someone's house.
Right. That's, I mean, but this gives you a safe haven. But how's that how are you going to respond to that when you got to go back?
I don't know. To be honest with you, I don't really know. And I want to say
baking. I don't know why, or because that's your go to. You love to create. You're like, even if no one eats it, you're like,
it's not about
make a tuna casserole and throw it out the window.
Who doesn't like pineapple upside down cake? Come on, guys.
I'm gluten free, and you guys keep naming.
I'm sorry.
I'm having reaction. I'm
sorry.
It's fine. No. Yeah, I mean, I think that I just kind of like, you know, I obsess about things inside now. You know, now I'm like, I need to clean out every single one of my closets and I need to organize my drawers. And now, you know, there's that new organizing show on Netflix. So I'm just like all the way in. You know, I'm obsessive about my schoolwork and my grades. It's, you know, I'm...
Oh, what are you going to school for, Tracy? What are you going to school for?
I'm going to school. I'm getting my degree in communications.
Okay.
And yeah, so I have a 4.0 and I need to keep the 4.0 because I am not well.
Why are you going to school?
I don't know. Why not?
I just figured I wanted something to do.
Yeah, I'm like, we're going to be inside for a little while. I might as well just finish up this degree real quick.
Fair enough.
It's because I feel like it's almost like, you know, in obsession. Everything is like an obsession in my life, like the strive for perfection. I want to be better. I want to do better. It's like, you know, I go to a therapist and then I have like a coach and then it's, you know, it's like there's.
So is, there it, has is, to be that, a is that a reason why you hold on to a shitty relationship? Because you,
100% you're just obsessive I about have it. To make things work.
And if you don't make it work,
I'm a failure.
And you can't just go, I don't even want this.
No.
So it doesn't even matter if it gives you joy. Is that the new, what is it? Does this bring me joy? No, then throw it out.
Marie Kondo said, keep it.
So, yeah, that's the weird part is she'll throw out everything but the toxic exactly. relationship.
Yep.
So what I love about Tracy is that Tracy
is out of her fucking mind.
She is. She knows what the problem is. If you go, hey, do you know this is a problem? She goes, oh, most definitely. Most yes. definitely.
Like, that's
do you
what's know that? Real. That's what's real crazy.
Yeah,
is how self-aware she is and how fucking insane she is about not right. changing any of it.
Yeah, my therapist is like, you know, you're very high functioning.
Oh jeez. Wait, high functioning.
High functioning people. High say
functioning
that all the
time. Is a term for people who have like autism or yes. or yeah, like but Regina, alcoholism.
Yes, I'm a high functioning whatever I am. Like, wow, you go to work every day. Look at you.
Look at you.
I was
you
just
wash?
Gonna. I was
look
just
at
gonna.
You combing your hair, huh?
I'm like the whole thing. I do the whole thing. I comb it all, and then I shower. And they're like, "Good for you, Tracy."
Tracy's like, "I made a cake from scratch."
They're like, "Wow, look wow. at that!" And we never thought. We never thought you'd even be able to get up in the morning because your life is such a disaster.
Look at you making here cake. Look here at you I making am. Cake and just cooking it with the tears of your fucking soul.
Well, that's
well, what, that's the that's, whole thing.
Yeah, that's what gives it the flavor. That's the beauty it of it a little good. Bit. That's an I old was, Italian was, thing. You want to leave a little tear in every bite.
Mm-hmm. It's salty. The salty brings out the sweet.
Savory.
Oh, wow, this is fascinating. It's a fascinating case, Tracy, that we're trying to sort out because we love you. You think you, we think the world of you.
I love you guys so much.
And we want to help you more than you seem to want to help yourself. In
yeah,
a weird
that's
way.
Correct.
That got, is, they yeah. got to check out the Patreon, the behind the scenes Patreon with Tracy, where she's giving,
when I give you guys advice.
She's giving horrible advice, and I'm going, that's absolutely not it. None of it.
No,
you
know,
none of what it is.
In hindsight, we should have done this show first and then the listener mail, then record the listener mail, because maybe we would have adjusted. Hey, Tracy, yeah, what do you think about this?
Never mind about that.
Yeah. But
Tracy,
it's up
we're
there.
Gonna mute you for an entire Patreon yeah. episode, but we want you on camera.
We appreciate you trying to help Tracy, but all that information you just gave, we can't be held responsible.
She
did raise
she
her hand.
I did.
That's the confusing thing about Tracy.
Very
she
polite.
Was very polite, very
I
organized.
Want everyone to feel
her,
comfortable. Thank you.
She's an intelligent woman. Her thoughts are well put together. They're just caustic and not helpful and completely wrong.
Mm-hmm. That's actually what my professor says about
well.
My papers.
Yeah.
They're like, but we can't not give you the grade. You did all the work.
I mean,
it's awful, but
you did communicate the terrible ideas.
Technically,
I mean,
you
were communicated
sounds.
Well. But if you want to check that out, we do answer. We do then.
Tracy's thesis is caustic and wrong.
But I did the whole thing. So
you
it's
did the
like,
whole
you know.
Thing. It's
single
properly
space.
Structured, properly formatted.
Single spaced and everything.
But batshit crazy. Like her exactly. thing would have been like Jack Nicholson from The Shining, but it would have been more organized. She's like
Tracy also got one of those things where there's moments of like long sanity and then you forget and then she
yeah,
says
yeah.
something and you go,
yes.
oh, I forgot.
Oh, you're a crazy person. Yeah.
She'll give you directions yes. and you'll follow her, and then you go down a weird alley. You're like, why the hell the fuck did we end up here?
Like, why is there a cliff here?
Yeah.
Right.
And then Tracy go. Goes, that's ta-da, it. And then jumps backward and does a
like,
trust
I
fall.
Mean, I never told you I was okay.
That's true.
I lay it out on
I
the
never
table.
Told
I mean,
you I was okay. Just it sounds like you've had to say that a lot. I feel like Tracy says that once every 2 days.
I scream it in my sleep.
I'm okay.
I never said it.
I never
told
said
you
I
was
okay.
Okay.
Why are you treating me like an adult? I shouldn't have these responsibilities.
That will be the title of this episode.
I never told you. I used to go snowboarding, right? And it was like a whole bunch of dudes that I knew would go. And one of the dudes was kind of like a weird kind of dude, and he used to wear a toupee, right?
Oh,
so we would rent one of those big church vans, and we would all go up to Hunter Mountain or Shawnee or whatever. And he fell asleep. He was in the front thing and asleep. He was sleeping and he was dreaming. And then he all out of nowhere he screams in his sleep, "Nobody's fucking me!" And we're like, "Whoa, what the fuck was that?
Was it me? Was I on a bus?"
Nobody's fucking me. I was giving.
You were like, "Hey, are you okay?"
He was like, "This is everybody." Like, kind of
fine. Why? What happened? What happened when I was sleeping? Anything?
And then, but they're always
fucking me.
Was I snoring? Why is everyone looking at me?
You're just trying to get some orange juice, and everyone's staying away from you at the breakfast table.
We're like, wow.
Always the last one to know. God damn.
Oh, I hear you. The toupee is the first. It's the first thing. It's the first step to mental illness. To full mental illness.
It's the first step of denial, because I don't know. There has to be some form of mental illness with the toupee. Because
how about a yellow angel hair, cotton candy head? How about that?
And a spray tan.
And a spray tan.
No, it's not the spray tan. It's actually foundation, and it's not blended well at all. And I don't know why. Like it's easy to blend foundation.
I'll tell you
foundation.
Why, Tracy. When you piss off the gays, that's what happens.
They're like, "No, we got you.
No,
honey.
You're good. You're good.
Mike
Go
Pence.
Out there.
Mike
Go
Pence,
out there. You're great."
Well, Mike Pence,
you think Mike Pence does his makeup? He's like, "Come here, Don. Before we go on,
yeah.
You want me to do it again to you?"
Him and mother.
Him. Oh my goodness.
Oh, him and mother. That
barrage of creeps. Now, there's some mental illness there when you put on a toupee that you don't think anyone's gonna know. Like Mark Albert's gotta know, right?
4.5 foot tie.
Women fuck bald guys. All the I mean, it's a thing. It's not. It's something. You know. It's funny because my mom said to me recently.
Hello.
Yeah,
hello.
She was like, not recently. Yeah, but no, it's true though. Because my mom said to me, like, actually, not recently, but like not too long ago, she's like, "Do you have a thing for bald guys?" And I was like, "Why?" And she's like, "You've dated a lot of bald guys." I was like, "Have I? I don't even know if you have a head. Like, I don't." I don't think that we pay attention as much as you think we pay attention. I think that guys with toupees get the toupee for them.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I've never seen a toupee that look well, but look good, ever.
Hmm. No, not at all. And I've never really, I mean, any kind of woman who would be like, "I don't want to date him, he's bald." Mm. Like, I don't know if, like, that's maybe like bottom of the barrel woman.
I don't think it's so much that you don't pay attention. I think that you pay attention to what we pay attention to. So like we have this insecurity and we kind of give off the insecurity, and then you focus on the insecurity because we're basically telling you,
right,
we ain't shit because of this.
Right.
And you go, "Well, you must know you better than I do." And you go, "Well, you must not be shit." Right.
Right.
So that, you know, that's when you say people treat you like, you know, that people treat you how you let them. You know?
I like bald guys with confidence.
Yeah.
Well, you like anyone with confidence. The thing is, sometimes bald people.
I don't know how we didn't hit it off, Trace.
Yeah.
I know. I mean, we're not together.
I got.
We're not together.
I walk around with big dick energy all the time. Big dick.
You know, that's all I've ever asked for.
Little big dick.
The energy and then delivery after the energy.
I don't got a porno dick though. I got like a utility dick, like if you needed to move a couch,
right?
I could throw it in my flatbed and you're good to go. You know what I mean?
See, I like that though. It's like sheetrock dick.
Works.
It works. It's sturdy. Like it. It's sturdy,
I like that.
It gets the job done. You got like Ram power, Dodge Ram dick.
I got a Dodge, but not like a 2500, like an 1800 with a nice flatbed.
Getting really racist right now. This is getting political and racist. You said.
You know what I mean? Just like, "Yo, could you help me carry this?" And I'd be like, "Yeah, my dick could handle that."
What are you gonna say next? Ford F-150? Like, relax. This is not a white supremacy.
I want to say I have like a Volkswagen. Like the high-end Volkswagen dick, you know, it's good, it's reliable,
kind?
Strong.
Like a Thot or like a Jetta?
The Jetta.
Like a Jetta. Like a Jetta. Jetta.
Okay. Yeah.
Listen, there's women that love Jettas, you know. I
wait, which one's the Jetta?
Lincoln
Hold
Town
on.
Car, but
before I commit
like a
to
what?
This,
Lincoln Town Car.
Wait, let me look up the Jetta.
I would like a Cadillac. Thank you so much. Jen is a small, compact car.
Tracy wants one of those stretch Hummer limos.
Ooh, I like that.
You see at the car show.
An expedition limo.
Tracy wants
a bullet train.
Yeah.
Or that. No, like, because sometimes it's too pokey.
Where do they store the Truckzilla when they're not using that for monster truck shows?
You don't want nobody
shows.
To fuck you and it feels like this.
It's very pokey. Very pokey. Yeah, it's like, you know, not to be topical on Halloween, but it's like when you ever like scoop a pumpkin.
Yeah.
Right. You scoop the pumpkin out and you dig the seeds out. Right. I don't know if this is just a white girl thing, but you dig the seeds out. And like I've been with a guy where it felt like I was getting scooped like a pumpkin.
Oh.
I felt like every seed inside of me just being pulled out of me. It was terrible.
Why? Because what is it? Was it a hook? Was it like a.
It was like just, something
to,
yeah,
to clean out the gutters and stuff.
Wait, with his hands or his dick?
I felt like I was getting a both. I just felt like I was getting a procedure done.
How did he mess that? How
I was like,
you
I don't know what I've done to deserve this.
Was it?
It's like when you in a brick oven. You gotta when you.
Yeah, he was just very. He was a sharp guy.
No smoothness to it.
Yeah, I like a little bit, you know, smooth. I like, I need something a little softer than that.
Something smooth, but with a little girth, like an eggplant.
Like a beer can.
Like an eggplant.
A beer can.
Or a beer can. I mean, it depends.
God damn, Tracy. No wonder you're unsatisfied. Yeah, one of those like world records out in like Omaha, Nebraska. World's largest eggplant type deal.
Like something like that, yeah.
Like a turnip.
Nothing unreasonable.
Yes. Okay, now you're good. Now you're talking to me.
Nice term. Maybe some summer squash.
I think now we know why Tracy's still with her boyfriend. We can figure that mystery out. You're like
a delicata squash.
There you
very
go.
Very specifically, yeah.
Like spaghetti. Squash. No, you don't
I
want
mean
spaghetti.
A spaghetti squash is that's now you're just birthing a child. like you're opposite birthing a child.
So wait, are we saying yes or no to that, Tracy? We can't tell with you.
Okay, I'm not doing any Jettas. I like how you agreed to the Jetta and then you're like, wait
no,
a minute,
I don't remember which one it was. The fancy one. No, I don't like it.
Harry, are you like a GTI? Like what's going on? Are you like a hatchback?
No, I'm not a hatchback, goddammit. Something that a lot of power,
engine.
A lot of, well, I guess I'm one of those like fucking Tokyo Drift type of automobiles. A lot of power, a lot of speed and a lot of power.
Like a Subaru WRX.
I guess.
Aww,
like a rally car.
Is it? No, that's decent. No,
you're like
I don't like
an Acura Integra.
No, now you keep going smaller cars. I don't like this.
I can use my dick for like a side business. Like I could put construction on the side and be like, I'm gonna have an extra business. I'm gonna open another business.
Oh, you're like a handyman in a truck, in a van.
Definitely got some heavy duty. Like I got a welding a thing to weld and a generator on the truck. You know what I mean? Like
mine is like I want to say like one of those old police cars in the Dukes of Hazzard. It takes like you know how they get smashed against the rocks, but they keep going. What are those?
It just has a lot of power, but nothing behind. No, I get it.
Hold on, I'm gonna try to list every type
of
car.
You're like a BMW, like a roadster, like a very like a two seater. Are you talking two seater?
Tracy,
what happened?
Tracy's getting back at me for mentioning baking 17 times on the show.
Why are you trying to make me an old Italian lady?
No, because
like,
you bake. Last time on the show, you were telling us the trick to fucking dudes was you would bake and then fuck a guy like that garbage man or whatever.
Yeah, but you also cook. I mean, it's not just baking. You like chicken cutlets.
Here's the thing. I prefer what I prefer, Tracy.
We're not a savage. Goddamn, yeah. You got to do a four course meal and fucking pound cake.
You need to make chicken cutlets and then they come. If you fry them, if you fry a cutlet, they will come.
both ways. She means that meant spelled both ways.
It's just dudes walking around Tracy's house meowing like alley cats. Meow.
And I just throw them roast beef.
That's what she does. Tracy will leave, like you know the way you feed stray cats? Tracy will take out like a full like meatball parm and leave it outside. And
I throw meatballs outside my door.
And then bang whoever
we're
shows
feeding
up.
The pigeons.
We're not on a plate and you just throw the meatball out.
And then there's like four Vitos outside my house. And my neighbors are like, come on.
Oh,
Why does she have to feed the Vitos?
You keep feeding them, they're going to keep showing up over here.
They're going to come because once you feed a Vito, then the Marios come too. You're not just feeding the Vitos.
There's grease and back hair everywhere in the alley. Trying to keep it clean. Please,
story
Tracy.
Of my life.
Oh, my God.
I apologize, Tracy, to my entire neighborhood.
Tracy, thank you for doing the show. I love you to death.
Thank you for having me. I love you guys.
What do you want to plug?
Listen, just follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Trixie Tuzzini, TRIXIETUZZINI. I have some racy pictures up right now, and I think you're going to love them. Real racy.
There we go.
Harry.
I don't know what those are. You go to at Harry Terjani and all my social media and stuff. Catalyst Wrestling is on the Fight app on YouTube. And also check out the Man School 202 YouTube page. We're posting the videos there. You can see all this action. And also the Man School 202 Instagram, Real Man School 202.
Dope.
Oh, and the Patreon, of course. Please cover the Patreon because we're going to be doing, if you love hearing more of Tracy's escapades and you want to get more of her bad advice and more of her craziness.
Oh, absolutely they do. Listen, guys, go to the Patreon, support the show, become a member. You get so many things with this membership that you're going to, like, your head is going to explode. So definitely join the Patreon.
And we just did an episode of a Q&A from the Patreon's questions that we answered. And I'm not going to say whether or not Tracy was helpful. But find out for yourself.
I really was. I basically got a 4.0 in college, so it's not.
There we go.
Make sure you sign up for the Patreon, Doug. We want to start streaming, and we need to get some equipment so that we can stream. So please sign up for the Patreon and go to patreon.com/manschool202. You can follow me Instagram, Dante Nero, the Dante Nero. Just Google me or go to DanteNero.com. And if you want to do a one-on-one consultation, hit me on DanteNero.com and click on consult. GYBB, get your balls back. WWDD, what would Dante do? The sexual revolution is being podcasted. And I love y'all, man. Tell a friend. Sign up for the Patreon. I love y'all. We are out. Man School 202 is created by Dante Nero. Hosted by Dante Nero with Harry Terjanian and Andre D. Thompson. Produced by Harry Terjanian. Executive producers Matt Kleinschmidt, Harry Terjanian, and Dante Nero.